Hello there, how are you?
Hello,
Jen, how are you?
All right.
If you lie on the floor, if I recognise you.
Yeah, well, I don't recognise you standing up.
No. I'd just been swimming in the sea. So I was going down to the toilets at the end of the Esplanade to get changed. And that little wall that runs all the way along, I didn't go through the opening.
With the walkways in them,
I avoided those.
Yes.
Stepped up onto it, and then as I stepped down, I heard something snapping. I was on the floor, and I just looked down, and, well...
wasn't the shape it should have been.
No.
So when did you first know these guys were coming?
Car turned up first. At that point, I was really panicking about, because my mum was further down the seafront, totally oblivious. I noticed he was on, made a call, but it took me a while to realise it was a helicopter coming, and then I thought, this must be quite bad then.
To try and land in Sidmouth and that time of year, just fortunately, you know, we found a green space and we came into land, but it was very, very busy there. When we landed, obviously I went off to see Jen, and Eddie stayed with the helicopter and the pilot until it shuts down, because you don't leave, when you've got members of the public milling around, you've got to make sure that they're going to get close to the helicopter. And then within a minute or so, when they shut down, Eddie then joined me.
I think you said in your letter to the Air Ambulance Trust that you wrote afterwards, you're still recovering now. You remembered, what was it, Adrian's jokes and Eddie's honesty.
Yeah, you were saying to
tell me about that.
Because I was saying, will this hurt? And you were going, and you said yes it will.
Team effort.
Yeah, so it's a good cop, bad cop thing, I suppose.
The thing is, there's no point in lying, and you have to be honest with patients. And even with the amount of Entonox, which is the gas and air that we were using, with the morphine that we were giving, it was still clearly going to be painful to relocate the ankle. It was necessary to relocate it because there wasn't a very good pulse to the foot. The foot was going blue, so the circulation was compromised. It had to be straightened. There was no way of getting around that. Yeah. The strongest analgesia we got is morphine, and for an injury like that, as you well know, at hospital they use more sedating methods and other drugs, but we haven't got those to hand, so we have to be honest tell you exactly how it is.
Yeah.
And I think at one point you said, you know, do you think it's broken?
Yes.
And there was no...
And he laughed.
And there was no getting around that. But I thought it was also only fair to say that it was a significant break. And I think you had to know that. It was,
you had to come
to terms with that. Because, of course, I'm not a surgeon. I'm not an orthopaedic specialist. But it was clear to me that the likelihood is that it would need surgery. Mm. And so it's a case of just preparing you for that.
Well, to be honest, when you did put it back in, it didn't hurt as much as I was expecting.
The pain does go. When the foot is out of line, the same as a kneecap, if a kneecap's out of line, if you displace your kneecap, once that kneecap's put in, the initial split second is very, very painful. But once it's back in, your pain reduces.
Oh, yeah, I definitely felt much better once.
Yeah.
Did you kind of feel you get quite almost an emotional bond with these guys who've come to help you?
Yeah, you do, especially if you're on your own, which I was, you know, I was completely alone as well. So you completely, everything depends on them, you know, it's...
Not just the pain, it's just the whole emotion.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that you could have quite happily burst into tears at any moment on that seafront, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I must have done at some point, I would think.
It was a nasty fracture, we said earlier, and it wouldn't have taken very much more movement of that ankle to come from the skin. I think you could see it. The skin was going quite white where the bone was touching it.
Yeah, no, I mean, that was what was... that is what I was panicking about the most, and that was what was actually hurting the most, was the pressure of the bone against
skin.
The skin.
Mm.
Yeah.